My clear understanding is, and it's not just me, Coulter McGarvey has the same clear understanding, is that in 2019, when we all sat down, that I would be the chair at the last year of this term. And, you know, I don't want to sound too childish, but that was the agreement. The last term, when it came to my term in 2017, I think it was, I had the same problem where they tried to stop me as well to be the chair, so much so they actually locked me out of a room, and one of the other councillors at the time actually got up to physically fight me. Look, I don't play the game. I'm not part of their game or wanting to be a part of that system. It's very clear, you know, that this is politically driven, and good luck to the new chairperson. At the end of the day, the main thing here is to go out there and work hard for your community. That's what I'm elected to do. I'll continue to do this, but there is an injustice, because if it happens to me, it'll happen to others when they don't play a part of their game.
The point was made by Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher that the agreement that was signed does not mention names. It says the independent grouping will nominate for the last year. You are not a member of the independent grouping.
No, I'm not. And look, everybody in there knows exactly what was agreed and what wasn't agreed. And they can shuffle cards all around all they want. The reality is there was an agreement in 2019 and they didn't stick to it today.